Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is episode 48, and this is a podcast about all things Minecraft, from news to ideas to just me playing Minecraft. So, in this episode, I'm going to be giving some huge server news. Yes, I got it working, but there's other stuff. And I'm going to be teaching you how to make your own server. So if you're interested in that, I'll also be talking about that in this episode. So let's go and get on with a little bit of news about the podcast. All right, so I said this in my last, my new news episode, but I'm just going to say it again here in case you didn't. In case you didn't listen to that episode, this podcast is now going to be uploading episodes on Monday and Friday. This is actually a little bit more information than was in the new news episode. I'm going to be publishing on Monday and Friday. I'm going to be publishing twice a week. One of those episodes is going to be new news. One of them is going to be a normal, like, full episode. New news episodes are going to come out on Monday, and full episodes are going to come out on Fridays. The reason for this schedule is due to when Mojang releases snapshots. I needed enough time to edit my podcast and just get it like ready to publish, and Wednesday to Friday just wasn't enough time, so I'm instead going to do Mondays as new news and Friday is full episodes. So that's the quick podcast news. I'm going to be releasing it twice a week. I'm going to try to keep this going. I don't know if I'm going to be able to commit to doing it twice a week. If I'm not, then I'll roll it back, but I will try to do this. So let's go ahead and move on to the server news. So I have two bits of server news. One is bigger than the other. The first part of news is that I got my server working. This was done with several things. I completely wiped my server, the actual computer running it, after backing it up, of course, and did a fresh install of Windows, and that helped. But also, I on our router did some tweaks to help get it working. So it is working now. You may need to connect. Try connecting like a few times. It may not work the first try. It should work the first time. I think there's some issue with if you disconnect and try to reconnect, then that's where you have to try it multiple times. So if it's just the first time you're joining, you should be able to do it. But if you can't join, then try doing it again. It's not launching right now, though. The other news is that before I open this, which I'm going to open it, I'll say when it's opening soon, later on in this episode. But when I open the server, it will be playable on not only Java, but also Bedrock Edition. So any of you Bedrock Edition users, the Bedrock server is not only back up, it is a fresh server. And not only is it a fresh server, it's the same server as Java, which means you will be able to play with all the benefits of the Java users mostly. There are a few things that don't work on Bedrock, and that is listed in the, there's a button at spawn now in this main spawn building in the rules and tips room that you can click and see. It will tell you in chat what the limitations of Bedrock Edition with what I'm using, which is Geyser MC, is. But for the most part, it works. You'll be able to play with Java users. You'll be able to see them. Hopefully a lot more people will join. If you are on Bedrock or Java, please join when this launches. And this will launch on April 6th. If you want to figure out what time it will launch, I'm giving a bigger gap so that more people can listen to this episode and prepare to do it. But on April 6th, so if you want to know what time this server launches in your time zone, there will be a link in the description of this episode. Click that link, or tap it, or whatever you're on, and that will tell you, will bring up a thing, and you will be able to see what time it launches. It won't show you that, I don't think, if you have a VPN. I'm not sure. Or maybe, I think you can change the location for it, so if it shows you're in a location that you're not actually in, if you live in, if you live, in San Jose and it says San Francisco, that's fine. But, if it says you live in a different state or something, that could be if you have a VPN installed. If you don't know what a VPN is, you probably don't have it installed. But if you have a VPN, I don't think it will work. So you're going to need to manually set where you want it is. But that's just a little thing. So if you have a VPN, make sure you set it to your actual location. So that's the server news. Pretty short here. The bulk of this episode is going to be how to make your own server. But yes, so Bedrock Edition players and Java Edition players will be able to join. It's cross-platform, and this will be way easier for me to do than trying to moderate two servers. And the Java server I can moderate a lot more effectively, so now that they're both the same, Bedrock Edition players will have access to all the great benefits that the Java players do. So, Bedrock and Java, April 6th, link in the description of this episode so you can find out what time it launches in your time zone. So now let's get on to how to make your very own server. So there's going to be four chunks of this tutorial. They're all four different ways to do it. And that's Realms, third-party free, third-party paid, and self-hosting. So I'm going to go through the pros and cons of each of these before I show you how to do it. You've got Realms, and the pros of Realms is that it's reliable, official, you get access to lots of maps, and it's fast. Cons is that it doesn't offer a lot of cheap plans, so it's semi-expensive, only 10 people can be online at the same time, and you've got limited control, although it's less expensive than I thought. So, Realms is the best option if you just want to boot it up and get it ready and just be able to play and not have to worry about any troubleshooting. Third-party free, the pros, it's free. The cons, it's not always up. You usually have to manually launch whenever you want to play, and it's often laggy, so I would recommend Adernos for that. That's a really great way to do it. I've used Adernos a lot, and it's really great. That's not what I use now. I self-host, but that's the free third-party option. Third-party paid, the pros of third-party paid is that it's reliable, it's cheap, and you get mostly full control. The cons are that the server may temporarily go down if host experiences technical issues, and you also don't get access to the exclusive maps that are in Realms, so if you really like maps from the marketplace, Realms is good for you. And then self-hosting, pros, full control, it's local. There's some neutral parts of it. The performance depends on your computer's specs. And the cost depends on the specific server, but it's usually very, very little. And the cons are that it's very technical, In case you can't tell, I'm saying it's very technical. So only do that if you have a good amount of computer experience. So now let's get on to how to do each of those, starting with Realms. So Realms is the official Minecraft server hosting service, and you can do it for Bedrock or Java. Depending on what you play on, there's three plans. You can do Realms for Java, Realms Plus for Bedrock Edition, or just Realms for Bedrock Edition. Realms is the cheapest. You don't get access to as many of the benefits, but it is a way to do it. Realms Plus for Bedrock Edition is, it gives you access to marketplace stuff, and Java Edition Realms comes with some community content. So it really depends on what you play on. But if you want really cheap for Realms, that would be the Realms subscription, and that's $3.99. You get you plus two players. Realms Plus for Bedrock Edition, you get you plus 10 players, and you get access to marketplace stuff. And Java Edition Realms is $7.99, and you get you plus 10 players, and you get access to free community content built in. So if you want to set up your own realm, what you have to do is you go into Minecraft. I do not have it up right now to specifically show you, but you want to go into Minecraft. Java or Bedrock, and there's a Realms button, and then there you can create your own realm. That's pretty much the process of doing it. And it's the same with Bedrock Edition and Java Edition, basically the process. So you should be able to figure it out yourself. It's really simple, so that there's not really a tutorial need for that. But then next up we have Adernos. So I'm going to show you the process for doing Adernos. First you want to go to adernos.org. That's Aternos.org. And you want to create an account, and to create an account, you need to specify a username, you got to agree to the terms of service and privacy policy, you want to do your password, and email is optional, you don't have to do an email, and then click sign up, and you've created your account. So then, next you've got your servers thing here, so you just want to click create a server. Yes, there's ads, don't block the ads on here if you would like to support this company, because it is completely free. But they do have a paid service, which is Xeraton. And so the way this works is it's credits. So and so you can reduce RAM, and it's very dynamic. So that is a very nice way of doing it. So if you want if you want another way of doing it, I'll talk about this more later. But Xeraton is good because you only pay when you're playing. So when you go to create a server, you want to choose Java or Bedrock Edition. And you type in the name. You can do a custom address, so something.adernos.me. I could do Redstone Weekly, for example, .adernos.me. And you can change the MOTD. You can also do this on Bedrock Edition if you want. I'm going to do Java here, so you click Create. And your server is created. So your server is created. So what you do is you click Start if you want to start it up, but there's some things you can change. So you can change the options. It's a really simple way of doing it. You can change all the server.properties stuff. You can change the time zone. There's a console you can access if you want. You can look at the logs, you can see what players are online, you can whitelist them, opt them, whatever. You can load on plugins if you can choose what you're doing. So you can do plugin, vanilla, You can do a snapshot, things with plugins, stuff like that. So you could do like Spigot. And so like if I chose Paper and Bucket, for example, then I could choose the version that
Like
I want to do.
an e-commerce platform, you have.
Here's an ad. And then you can just click install. And like that, it's set up your thing. And so then you can easily go into plugins and you can just choose plugins you want. So I could, for example, do Vault and install. And like that, Vault is installed. So it's a really simple way of doing it. It doesn't give you a ton of control, but if you want a good server and you want it to be free, then you can easily do that. So that is a way of doing it. And it's super simple. I used to use Adernos a lot, and it's really, really easy. Like, I can click start right now, and then it will put it in a queue for launching. Oh, no, it doesn't. It used to put you in a queue. That's cool. You do have to specify the port, but aside from that, like, it boots it up. You can look at the console, and it's like a local server, except you don't have to worry about paying for it or having to worry about like IP addresses or anything. So it's simple and free. It is laggy, though. It can be laggy at some times. So it's your choice whether you want to do it. But yeah, like that, my server's up. So I can then just do, say, hello, and it works. So that's how, that's Adernos, and that is a free way of doing it. And I highly recommend Adernos if you want to do this for free. Next, let's move on to paid hosting. There are four options for paid hosting. I actually am now going to recommend, I was going to recommend other stuff, but I'm going to recommend Exeraton that's by Adernos, because you can do, I completely forgot about this, the way it works is you only pay when you're playing. And so traditional hosting is that it runs whenever you're playing, even though when you're not playing. So it's not actually when you're playing. And another thing about it is that you can choose how much RAM you're doing to you're paying. So it uses credits instead of just a plan. So the way it works is you choose when it's up and down, and you can choose how much RAM is there, how long you're running it for. So like when you're sleeping, for example, it doesn't do it. Or when you're sleeping, you can shut it down. Or if everyone's in the same time zone, you can have it down for a certain time. So that's really nice. So Exeraton is a good one if you want to do this. So 1 credit is for 1 hour of playing. 100 credits is $1.11. So if you're doing this for, if you're doing this plan for, like this, so this is good if you want more smooth. But yeah, so that's Adernos, and Adernos is good. It's only up while you're running. Or it's only up when you actually want to play, so when people are playing. So that's nice. So I would recommend Exeraton. That's Exaroton.com if you want to create your own paid server. And that is a paid one. You can also check out, if you want just an endless plan, like that's up always, if you're doing this for multiple, like people in different time zones or something, I would recommend Shockbyte, Apex Hosting, or Bisect Hosting. You can look at those, compare the plans or whatever, figure out what you want. So this has been the short part of this episode. The longer part and the harder part is creating your own self-hosted server. And so I'm going to be doing a tutorial on how to do that. So if you want to do that, you want to start out by downloading a server. Now, first you have to have Java installed. If you do not have Java installed, you need Java installed. You need the Java JDK installed, which I can show. I'm going to show how to install right now. So, and I would recommend doing this on the computer that you're going to be hosting this on. And again, very technical. If you do not know what you're doing technical-wise, I would not recommend doing this. So, first step is to go to jdk.java.net. If you already have Java installed, then you don't need that. You want to go to jdk.java.net. You want to click on the first ready for use one. In this case, this is JDK 22. You want to download the Windows zip. It will start downloading this. And then after it's downloaded, you want to go into that zip. And then you will see JDK-22, whatever version you're doing. You want to then go on your root drive and go to create a new folder called Java. This is what I usually do for it. Go to your root drive, so like C or E or something. Create a folder called Java. Go into that. And then create a folder called JDK. Go into that, and then you want to go into the JDK-22 folder that was in the zip, copy all the files that are in there, and paste them into this new JDK folder you put on the root of your drive. If this tutorial is hard to follow, sorry. So you want to paste that. After you've done that, you want to go into the bin folder, and then copy the path. So that should be something like C:/java/JDK/bin. You want to copy that. You want to click the start button, and this is tutorials for Windows. You want to click the start button, type environment variables. You should see edit the system environment variables. You want to click add environment variables. You want to click the, you want to see, there will be two sections, user variables and system variables. You want to see, go to system variables, scroll down so you see path, click edit, add a new path, paste in the path you copied before, the Java JDK bin path, and add that in, and then click OK, OK, and OK. And then to test that you did this right, open up command prompt and do Java, type in Java. And if this works, you should see something. Otherwise, you'll see something along the lines of Java is not recognized as an internal or external command, operable program, or batch file. So, assuming you got this set up properly, your next step is to get the Minecraft server. And so that is minecraft.net/download/server. And it will bring up the server download for Java. This tutorial is for the Java server. The Bedrock server is a lot simpler setup. And I'll show how to do that after this Java one. So you want to click the download Minecraft server 1.20.4 jar or whatever it is. You'll get that. You want to go to your downloads folder now. And what I usually do is I go on my root drive again, create a folder called Minecraft server while this jar is downloading. Go in there and then cut the jar from your downloads folder and put it into this Minecraft server folder. You then want to right click it and copy as path. If you're in Windows 11, you can just click it. Otherwise, you want to shift click to bring up copy as path. And again, you want to copy as path. And then you want to right click inside that folder, create a new text document, and you want to call this server and replace the txt with bat. Make sure that you have file extensions on. Again, if you're not following here, you probably should do one of the other options, as this is very technical. Next up, you want to type cd, copy the folder that your jar is in, that you move your jar to. So for me, that's C:/Minecraft server. Inside your bat file, you want to type cd and then control v. And then you want to do java-jar, copy as path again, because I lost the copy as path, and paste. So your bat file should be cd and then the path of your Minecraft server folder, and then on a new line, java-jar, and then the path of your Minecraft server jar. And then you're going to save that, and then launch your bat file, and it will start loading up your server. It'll be generating some folders like libraries, logs, and versions. And then it will finish, and you'll have an eula.txt file. You want to change the eula thing to true instead of false. And then, before you go do anything else, you want to open up your server.properties folder. You can do this with Notepad++ or even Notepad. I'm going to use Notepad++ in this case. And then inside of here, you want to go through each of these things. And the things that I would really I want to point out here is difficulty. You can set that to whatever difficulty you want. Hardcore isn't counted here. Enable command blocks. Game mode. Hardcore or not. Level seed. MOTD, that's a little message below the name of the server. PvP, spawn protection. If you want no spawn protection, just set that to zero. And whitelist. So go through each of those things that I mentioned and find the ones that you want to disable, and you can do that. You want to turn on or off or change to what it is. So that's the server.properties. Once you're done editing that, go ahead and boot it up again. It's going to launch again. This is going to take longer. You'll notice you have two windows. You have the command line window, and you have the Minecraft server window. If you'd like to disable that, I will show how to do that in a moment after this finishes booting. You'll see in here it's generated a lot more files like banned IPs, world, user cache, whitelist, ops, things like that. So it's done booting, and it's done booting. So I'm going to go ahead and type stop. The server is actually up right now, but I'm going to type stop. I'm going to edit my bat. And I'm going to type at the end of this, if you just want to have the command line, I recommend doing that because you can do the up arrow to bring back old commands and things like that. You want to add at the end of the java-jar argument, you want to add no GUI. And then you want to save your .bat. Launch again. And then after that, your server is up. You don't have any plugins or anything. It's just vanilla, but your server is up. I would recommend turning on a whitelist. If you want to know more about that, there's tutorials all over the internet of how to do a whitelist, how to do plugins if you want to do that, things like that. But for the most part, your server is up. If you want to join it, you want to, you're going to want to figure out the IP address of your server. That's, and if you don't know things about like port forwarding or things like that, I would recommend, you don't need port forwarding if you're just playing with people inside of your house, but if you're playing with people outside of your house, like on a different network, then you're going to need port forwarding. So that's basically the tutorial. Your server is up. If you're just connecting on this, on the device you're doing, you can do IP, you can do localhost as the IP address and the server path. Otherwise, you want to get your IP address, which you want to do type ipconfig in a new command prompt window, and you'll see your IP address somewhere in that list. But yeah, I mean, aside from that, the server is up. You don't really need to do anything else for it. The server's up, and you can do whatever you want with it. In case this tutorial made no sense to you, then I would recommend, again, do one of the other options. Or look up a tutorial on the internet if I just was not good at explaining this. Again, very, very technical. But yeah, the server's up. So that's how you create a server. And you just type stop when you want to end it. Don't just click the X button on the window. You want to actually type stop, but then press enter. Again, this is on PC and Windows. Now, if you want to create a Bedrock server, that is actually easier. So instead of going to minecraft.net/download/server, you want to add to that you want it to be minecraft.net/download/server/bedrock. And it will bring you to the Bedrock server download. You check the thing with the EULA, and you download the Minecraft dedicated server for Windows, download, you do this for Linux. And then after you download it, you just launch the server and you'll get a server.properties or something like that, and you can edit that, similar process. And yeah, that's setting up a Minecraft server locally. It's simple if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, then you really should just go with the other options. Again, I really recommend Realms or Adernos. I feel like those are the two best options. If you want to pay for something, I would recommend just Realms, it's simple. Or you can do Adernos, as that's also simple. So yeah, that's all I have for this tutorial. Now let's move on to the questions. All right, so I have four questions on my second to latest episode, which is episode 47, Survival Beginnings. And I asked, how often do you start a new survival world? Leave that, anything else here. So Darth Cowl 9, I think, decided it would be a good idea to Rickroll me, and to that I say, Herobrine is coming. I'm kidding, don't get any ideas. Santa Music said, I start one every month. Dominic said, hello, I am so excited for 1.20.5 to come out. Are you? Also, I love your podcast. I know I said this last time, but I really like it. So I'm very excited for 1.20.5 to come out. I'm even more excited for 1.21 to come out, but I'm very excited for 1.20.5 to come out. And thank you for the second part. And then Zeno said, do you script your episodes? And to that I say, no. Most of my episodes are unscripted. I usually have some bullet points if it's a let's talk, but if it's a let's play or new news, I usually don't script my episodes. I find it a lot easier to podcast without scripting. I find it hard to read a script without like falling over my words and stuff, so I much prefer going scriptless. So yeah, that's all the questions I have, so I'm gonna publish each of these. And now let's move on to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question from season 3, preferably, even more preferably recent episodes. But you can do it also on any episode from season 3. I would really, if you can, please do it on one of the newest episodes, even newer than this episode, if you can. I will read all of them, but I'm not able to directly respond to all of them if they're on older episodes, just because it's harder for me to find them. You can also send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That will eventually be deprecated in June, so if you'd like to send me a voicemail, go in and do it between now and June. You can also email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and I will read that out on the show and give you a shout-out if you do 5 stars. It has to be a review for me to give you a shout-out just because I can't see the usernames of people who just rate it. If you don't want a shout-out, you can just rate it. That's still super helpful. You can also share this podcast with friends and family. It helps out a ton. That and rating me on Apple Podcasts really helps this podcast grow. You can also check out my server, which will be launching, again, date full link in the description, April 6th, and hopefully some of y'all will join. If y'all can't, that's okay, but I'd love if y'all would join. I'll be there. Y'all can talk to me, hang out with me. If lots of people join, that'll be really fun. And you can also check out my Flickr, flickr.com/redstoneweekly. I have some photos from my survival world up there now, with some really cool shaders, really stellar. And yeah, so I will see you in the next episode, which will be a new news episode. And I will see you on the server. Hopefully you'll join. Again, April 6th, I'm giving a big window. There's an add to calendar button on the Dateful link that you can click if you'd like to add it to your calendar. So yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Again, join the server, please. I'll see you then.